How do you mean that?
Well, I mean that there are the colors and the beauties, the designs, the beautiful way things appear. People themselves, dull people that I thought dull, appear fascinating, interesting, mysterious, wonderful. But that's only the beginning.
Welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. Let's get this show started.
How's it going over there in the babysitting land?
Good, man. I just got the kids downstairs just hanging.
Nice.
Are they playing Fortnite?
No. I gotta limit that.
Yeah, we all do, man.
Dude, I just started, like, because I built my new, like, PC for video editing purposes. But I was like, shit, this is a fucking monster. I might as well, like, try Fortnite.
Because
I tried it on Xbox, and I was like, I'm shit. But, like, people on computers make it look so easy. I'm like, I'm a fucking laser dudes, right? I'm the ninja. But, like, it is 100% harder on a PC than it is. Because it's like... Like, what am I doing with my left hand, bro? And, like, I watch, like, all those, like, POV cams, like, mm-hmm. that some of the YouTubers will put on their hands sometimes instead of their face.
On just their hands?
Yes, just so, like, their viewers can, like, watch, like, how they play the game.
Oh,
like,
damn.
It's a requested thing. So Ninja does a couple videos of it, and I just see them, and it's just, like, muscle memory, bro. They're just, like, fucking, like...
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's insane.
That is ridiculous. I mean, like, most people don't use controllers.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It makes you appreciate it. And I thought, like, the pros were all better because they...
anything you hook up is, like, an extra partial
length.
Second or something.
Yeah.
Of, you know, delay.
And I thought, like, all the pros were good because they used, like, you know, the specifically built, like, gaming keyboards that have, like, maybe, like, 11 buttons in, like, a small space and they're, like, all ergonomical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought that was why, but they just use, like, basic-ass keyboards and they're just, like, they're flying. I'm like, whoa. So I just gave up.
Nice. There you go, man. It's a hard game, bro. It takes too much time for me to really invest.
I got, like, okay at it on Xbox.
I haven't
like,
tried.
Not good, but,
I gave up on, like, online gaming years ago, like, Modern Warfare 2, like, because I got tired of getting pwned by little 13-year-old kids like Steve's son.
Dude, it's ridiculous. Yeah, and now you feel like you're behind the eight ball and there's no way you can catch up.
No. Oh, yeah.
Well, you just have to get on before the next trend.
Yep.
Like, I'm not fucking trying with Fortnite, bro.
Yeah.
There's already people light years away.
It doesn't matter. You know, you give my 15-year-old nephew he'll be good at it in 2 hours. Like,
right.
Better than you'll ever be.
So I'm going to start playing, like, Minesweeper 2050 right now. So, like, when it blows up in, like, 3 years, I'm going to be, like, fucking sweeping shit.
Game.
Hell yeah. We should bring back Bomberman.
Bomberman was tight.
Bomberman.
Or Dig Dug.
Dig Dug's the shit, yeah. Dig Dug was cool. I like that. That's all I used to do. Like, we had our home PC because my stepdad, like, he went and bought, like, a whole thing of games of, like, all the classic arcade shit, you know, that he remembers from being a kid. So I was playing all that shit, Pac-Man and Dig Dug and Space Invaders, all that cool shit.
The good games, bro.
Yeah, fun stuff.
It takes a lot of time to get good at anything, though.
It does.
Yeah.
It really
I got
does.
Pretty good at Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
I was, like, top 200,000, not 2,000.
I was like, oh, shit, bro.
I was top 200,000. I got my KD way up there, and I was super impressed, and then, like, I stopped playing, and no one cared.
No one.
I was like, that's when I realized maybe this isn't the best, using my time.
Well, but, I remember back in the Need for Speed Most Wanted days, brother-in-law got on, like, the actual worldwide blacklist.
That shit's tight.
Yeah, but then some hackers came in and, like, fucked up the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's
it wasn't very
not
secure
even
back then.
Yeah, no,
got people flying around in, like, Modern Warfare 1.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, hello, everybody. Welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. My name is Greg Tanner. With me, as always, is Josh Hart.
Yep.
With us through Skype today doing the babysitting dad thing is Steve McMorrow.
What's up, everybody?
And we got our special guest today from the interpages of YouTube. I don't even know if that's a word.
I just
made that up.
100%. That was a miss.
We got Swaggy P.
Swaggy P.
What up, fam?
What up? You want to tell everybody about your show real quick?
So we got a couple things going on. I got my YouTube channel. It's kind of just like one of those, I don't know, reaction roast YouTube channels. Just try to make people smile, maybe have a laugh. Definitely not family-friendly, PG, clean. But, you know, give it a listen if you want to chuckle, maybe. And then we got a podcast, too. It's called Little Podcast that we're kind of revamping at the moment. But it's kind of a pop culture podcast. So give that a listen, too, if you're into, like, all the clout, little SoundCloud rappers, all the beef.
All the lils.
We just cover the lils and beef and SoundCloud.
Swaggy P probably covers...
Is that what your YouTube channel is? You guys, like...
Oh, my YouTube channel is just Swaggy P. My YouTube channel is just Swaggy P.
So he kind of just does, like, makes fun of things. So just kind of like a good lighthearted time like our show is.
Yeah, definitely. Non-discriminatory. I'll make fun of, you know, your religion. I'll also make fun of politicians. I'll make fun of really anything that... You know, I fancy.
Sounds like you and Steve would get along really well.
Yeah.
Steve, did you watch that video I sent you?
No.
You're a piece of shit.
Which one did you send him?
I sent him the Christian one.
Oh, the Christian girl? Yeah,
the Christian girl. Psycho. So that's Swaggy P, so check it out when you get a chance. But that video is hilarious.
Oh, is that what you sent me? Yeah, I saw a video. I'm like, what is this? And then I just didn't have time.
No, you'll love it. It's fucking hilarious.
I like the presidential quotes was really good. Some of the Dan
stuff. Oh, yeah.
That was fucking...
Politically incorrect.
I can't believe how bad some of those were.
I can't believe how they're in office, bro. Yeah. He didn't know, like, the difference between Arizona and California for one of them.
What?
I was like, bro,
I haven't seen that one.
It's fourth grade geography. That's just the simple stuff.
Yeah.
We're not even into the hard stuff yet.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he was talking about, California, and he's like, yeah, I grew up in Phoenix.
That was it.
Yeah,
that was
something stupid like that. Anyways, we got a pretty cool show for you today. I know the last several weeks we have been just wrecking and bending your mind with conspiracy theories and flat earth theories and Philadelphia experiments. So
it's a good time. And that one time I tried to lead a show. And
wait, do you guys have any flat earthers here?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay,
We still have an outgoing call to flat earthers. If you want to be on our show, we would love to have you.
Yeah,
it's just a wild concept. I don't get it.
Oh, it's crazy.
Do they think the sun spins around the earth then? Or do they think the earth moves normally?
Yes.
I haven't read into it.
The sun and the moon kind of, they float over the dome that's covering the flat earth. And
well, they float inside the dome.
Or they're in the dome. The stars are outside of the dome.
Is it a circular dome, though?
It's like a snow globe.
It's like a snow globe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like it's
and the Earth
base.
Is in the middle of the snow globe?
Yeah, or the flat bottom.
So the sun
the
goes under
globe.
It, too, and over it.
No. It just goes literally.
Yeah, but that's not the issue. People talk about, like, I can't believe they think that. Like, that as an entity existing, that's not a totally outlandish idea in the infinite of space. What's bad is that they don't believe, that they think that we're being lied to. I think that's the issue.
No, the issue is definitely that it's flat. So do you just
because they could think that that exists somewhere out there in the universe. The fact that they think that they've been conspiratorially lied to.
Steve's saying it's ridiculous that they think the whole world's government has come together to make this lie.
No, that's definitely ridiculous.
Like, we can't even get along on...
Like, and I would even be okay if they said, like, somewhere in the vastness of the universe there was a flat planet. Like, I understand that, but it's not Earth. So, like, my whole thing is, like, if they, like, sail around the Earth, do you just go to the end and then respawn on the other side? Do you just, like, knowing?
You run into the ice wall, bro.
Yeah, you run into the ice wall.
There's an ice wall completely encasing us in here.
And if you are flying your own private plane, like, they will give you warnings or shoot you down if you go near the ice wall.
Yeah, it's completely...
So how do you fly around the Earth?
You don't, but airlines do on specific flight routes
that
make you feel like you're going.
Yeah, they fly some circles and shit to make you feel like you're traveling around the Earth.
But. Okay, but if you bring like a GPS on board and actually track where you're going,
that's all faked for you.
Okay,
the government's way ahead of you on all this shit.
Oh, okay.
It's all just a good ruse for people. It goes
so deep. As I was about to say, you know, we've been filling your head with this nonsense for a while. So today's going to be a more light episode. We're going to be in the style of what we started out as, and more in the style of the Swaggy P YouTube videos. We're going to be making fun of some dumb fucking people today. We're going to be talking about Action Park, which is an amusement park in Vernon, New Jersey. It was on the grounds of the Vernon Valley Great Gorge Ski Resort. The park consisted primarily of a water-based attractions, but it also had some other things. It opened to the public in 1978. It closed in 1996. It was under the ownership of the Great American Recreation Company, or GAR, as you might hear me refer to it throughout the show.
Can you call it GER?
GER!
I guess GAR. Yeah. Like a pirate, less like a person there.
So basically, Action Park is just a litany of... bad ideas.
So bad they made a movie about it.
Yeah, they actually did make a movie
literally
about
came
it.
Out three. It was that one with Johnny Knoxville
kind of made a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Make an amusement park and people get fucked up.
Changed your story, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's slightly, yeah. I don't know how accurate the movie is to it, but I know it was inspired by it.
I'm sure the people getting hurt are pretty accurate. Because, like, when I went to Google Images, it just looks like it was just, like, it was just lumber and nails and just, like, put together in someone's backyard.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's crazy.
Like, yeah. There were 6 deaths total with just tons and tons of injuries.
And it stayed open?
All the way until 1996, from 78 to 96.
For 18 years.
Yeah, oh yeah. I would say this park is probably the reason for most of our safety regulations today.
People are just, like, dying once every 2 years, and they're just, like, kind of ignoring it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, eh. Or did all 6 people die at once? Was it, like, was it like one catastrophical day in 1986 that they were just like, fuck, we can't keep doing this?
No, they were spread out. They were spread out.
It was, like, super safe until this day. Yeah.
A total of 6 people died.
Oh, dude, that's nothing compared to, like, regular carnivals nowadays.
You think so?
That's not true.
Dude, yeah, now that you're seeing, I mean, we see them now, they're being videotaped. Just imagine how long they've been going on that they haven't been videotaped.
I went on a date with this girl.
Like the traveling road carnivals?
I went on a date with this girl who had never been on a roller coaster.
Yeah, buckled down. He's not safe.
Yeah.
Step and move by a carny.
And there's definitely some stuff that we're going to go over today that's still going on today. For example, something I recently fucked myself up on, which we'll get to.
Oh, yeah. What were you saying?
Just, like, input on this, like, 6 deaths at Action Park. I looked it up, and, like, 4 people on average die, like, across the world in amusement parks every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but we're talking about one amusement park, so I'm sure that's a
and we're talking things like in their water park areas, they're having to save, like, 30 people a weekend to most water parks save 4 people a season.
Okay.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to hear this girl story.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I went on a date with this girl who'd never been on a roller coaster, and she was like, so she said, where do you want to go, like, out? And I, like, fucking an amusement park, of course. Duh, yeah. You've never been on a roller coaster. So I took her there, and she was, like, laugh crying the whole time, but, like, more crying than laughing. And I was like, I took her to Lakeside, too. Like, the most fucking rudimentary, like, broken down, busted ass, and we went straight to that white roller coaster, and it was just, like, we went straight there, first ride, and, I mean, she didn't die, so no one did.
That's good.
I almost died at that fucking amusement park. Bro, that fucking Tower of Doom knockoff one they had.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've always been, like, really small and skinny my whole life, so I was, like, probably,
no,
like,
shit.
Fun fact, I actually just gained fucking 10 pounds in the last 3 weeks of
from
sitting at home.
Sitting on your ass?
No,
I wish.
But, just gained 10 pounds of muscle. Where's the steroids?
But no, I was on this, like, Tower of Doom shit, and, like, the fucking, like, harness, like, kind of was coming up a little bit. Like, it was never really going too far, but I could definitely, like, slip through it if I wanted to.
You just had to hold
on. Fucking mind, right. Bro. I was, like, fucking throwing my arms around and shit, like, hitting the dudes next to me. Like, it was bad.
Lakeside needs to close, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, that's so
like,
terrible.
I went there, it's just, it's fucking bad, dude.
I've only driven
like, half
by
of it's closed already. Like, just gated off. Like, all the, like, carnival games, you know? Like, throwing a fucking baseball at bowling pins, they're just closed.
Yeah, Miranda
and there's garbage
drove me
fucking
past
everywhere.
It one day, and I was like, oh, there's an old closed down shitty amusement park. She's like, no, it's open.
No, it's still open. Yeah, from the outside, it looks like a...
looks like a Scooby-Doo episode waiting
to
happen.
Yeah, it looks like a historical ghetto or something.
Yeah.
Like the Colorado, like it looks like a ghost town, dude, with like a couple amusement rides.
It's terrible.
It's fucking bad.
It's terrible. So before we get into the details of all the different rides, we'll gloss over a little bit how Action Park earned the nickname Traction Park, a.k.a. Class Action Park.
Like, I can imagine it's because 6 people died there, and there were a couple lawsuits that gave them that nickname.
So one of the first water parks in the nation, it pioneered a lot of ideas that are widely copied today. This meant that visitors were using rides that had not been tested through practical use for very long. Ride designers may have had insufficient training in physics or engineering. One attendee said, quote, yeah, they seem to build rides not knowing how they would work and let people on them.
Fuck.
That would be... Yeah, I mean, that would be... Like, I just imagine, like, some 18-year-old coming up to him, like, a sketchbook, like, no, like, and just be like, yo, look what I fucking drew. And it's just like a loop-de-loop, like six loops, and they're like, this would be fucking sick, dude, let's put it in. And then they put it in, and they don't test it on anyone. They're like, does this work? And he's just like, dude, go down, man. You can fucking try it.
Fucking send it.
Yeah. There you go. Like, no. Like, where was your engineering schooling? He was like, dude, I don't know. I just sketched this out, bro.
I dropped out. It's
cool. Yeah, bro. I designed a half pipe at home, bro.
Dude, you should see me skateboard. It's fucking sick.
The GAR was accused of cutting corners to maximize profits, such as building rides cheaply, sporadically maintaining them, and failing to renovate rides to take advantage of later safety improvements.
Yeah.
The staff. The vast majority of the staff were teenagers who were undertrained and intoxicated most of the time, caring little for rules or safety of the guests.
Those are the same dudes that were designing the rides.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
fucking hammered Absolutely. All the time.
Not all were teens, though. Patrolling the grounds was 21-year-old Jim DeSave, who was the security director for the entire park. Got the job after working there for 2 years as a lifeguard.
And they were just like, yo, keep the shit secure. Yeah, he was like, got it.
You got this,
just,
right?
Just like went to the store and bought a gun. He was like, secure.
Secure, yeah.
When I was 21, if you put me in charge of anything like that, like...
No, I wouldn't fucking do it.
That's what it would have been.
Especially fucking, one person for an entire park. Like, what do they expect him to do?
Yeah, I think he had a security team, but he was the security director, though, for the entire park.
I can't imagine
park.
The security team was overwhelming either.
Yeah.
Probably two dudes, his best friend.
Just like two dudes sitting on lawn chairs at the entrance.
Like, hey, Jake, I got a job for you if you want, and you can stop smoking weed all day and fucking come work.
Yeah. Alcohol. The park served beer at many kiosks with little or no enforcement of age. Doctors treating the injured people reported most of them usually being quite intoxicated.
What year was this going? Like, what year was this? The year?
It started in 78. It raged through its prime all the way through the 80s, and it ended in 96.
Oh, yeah. Fucking 80s, man. What do you expect? Early 80s?
Oh, yeah. The Wild West, basically.
You guys remember that?
Modern era. Yeah.
Greg, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no seat belts,
nothing.
Fucking cars, all that shit.
Nothing. I was going to say, I don't remember that, Steve. I wasn't alive.
Like, this is pretty par for the course.
No one was carding in the 80s. I mean, this was a popular place. Everybody was still just flooding it every weekend.
Yeah.
Since it was closer and cheaper than Six Flags, Action Park attracted many visitors from urban parts of the New York metropolitan area. Many of them were from lower-income neighborhoods where they had few, if any, opportunities to swim, much less learn how.
So, niggas.
So black.
At least
he's at it.
in Puerto Ricans.
Oh, okay, that's
right. Important, But, yeah.
People who can't swim. Did we cover all the races there?
Yeah. Who else can't swim?
I don't know. Can you swim?
I can swim, yeah.
White people can swim.
Yeah.
We get taught that when we're four. Yeah. We get on the swim team at our local community pool.
Yeah, yeah. They put you in the pool early when you're white.
Yeah.
They love throwing babies in water, actually.
Yeah.
I guess supposedly babies, like, naturally don't drown or, like...
Dude, thinking about this, just, like, how many, like, black Olympians, like, swimmers do you see?
None.
Like,
I don't think I've seen one.
Like, from other countries.
About as many as white sprinters.
Yeah. True, that's true. I mean, you see some pity votes, like, I don't know, fucking like Sweden will get in for some year.
Yeah. Well, it's because that's all they have is white people.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Unless they have their
they got nobody to, they have no ringers to throw in.
I guarantee they have some Afro Swedes there, bro.
No, there's not.
I've seen like a couple of black swimmers.
Yeah.
I mean, I was one of the only black cross country dudes for a good minute.
That's running, though.
But that's just, like...
Yeah, but that's, like, distance running. Like, black people don't run distance. They run sprints.
Except for the marathon runners. Like, all of them are, like, Kenyan,
But they're a Kenyan. That's
They survive on that.
Because tigers don't stop running after a short distance.
Tigers don't... They don't run for 5 miles. They run for 26.7.
Yeah.
That's another country. They're not black, right?
Steve, there is a significant difference. But, like, okay, if you were to put me next to an African motherfucker... We're not going to look like we're even close.
Oh, you might as well be a white American.
Yeah, he's not African. He's not black. He's not black.
There is something in their genes.
He's American black.
Yeah. I feel like almost at this like pure human state where they were just not like breeding with other humans. They're just like pure African.
No, they're straight out of
like
Uganda.
Yeah, they're early AF. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're early AF. That sounds so bad.
I work with a bunch of Africans from Africa, New York City, when I work there.
And Steve, I'm Native American. Don't be a dick.
Okay. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I said, like, Indian down there when I looked at it, and I was like, I sure have to correct that. I corrected it on video.
I'm happy.
I was like,
no, it's all good.
No, it's funny.
No, actually, literally, my tribe, we took, because people, like, I actually got in a fight with an Indian girl one time, you know, like, red dot forehead Indian.
Yeah.
And she's like, Indian, I'm kind of offended that you're, yeah, she's like, I'm offended that you refer to yourself as Indian. She's like, I was like, why? That's what the fuck I am. She's like, no, I'm Indian. My people are Indian. And I was like, okay, well, on my paperwork, it literally says Oneida Tribe of Indians.
Yeah.
And we took a vote like 5 years ago if we wanted to change it to Native American or Tribe of Natives or whatever, and we voted to keep it Tribe of Indians.
It's like, hey, did Christopher Columbus fuck your place up? I don't think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you guys, but why wouldn't you want
to be Native American? How overwhelming is the white population in India?
Well, I mean, like,
honestly,
I don't care. That's my thing.
Like, my only thing with the term is, like, technically, Steve, you're a Native American. You're a Native American. Josh is a Native American. We're all Native to America. It's where you're fucking born.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, I like the Indian thing just because it...
Yeah, but I think
it
refers to your
I'm Native American 2.0.
Yeah, I get it. I just...
So and it's like, he came over here thinking he was India and was like, hey, you guys are Indians.
Well, yeah, I agree.
It's like, just, you know, I'm used to it now, and I kind of like it.
So, like, in Navajo, like, the Navajo culture, like, a way we've gotten around Indian is we just say Indan. Like, just completely take out, like, the fucking I and the A at the end.
What about engine?
That's what I'm saying. I prefer engines, okay. like Looney Tunes style.
Yeah, I think that's more of, like, a slur than it is, like...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably.
But, yeah, no, like, it doesn't... I don't care. Like, I'm Native American, I'm Indian, I'm American Indian, I'm...
Whatever.
Native.
Whatever you call me.
Yeah, also. Whatever. Call me what you want.
Did you guys see Hostels with Christian Bale?
No, it looks fucking good.
It's fucked up, but it was good.
I started watching that. It did look good. I just was tired.
Is that shot on Netflix? Or is that like
that was a Hollywood.
Okay.
That was big production.
But is it coming out or did it come out?
No, it's on Netflix now.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
That's where I saw it. Okay, cool.
All right, so, like I said, Action Park broken down into three different centers. The first being Alpine Center, which hosted a few different rides, one of them being the Action Park Gladiator Challenge.
Sounds safe.
Yeah, yeah. Loosely based on the television series American Gladiators, this attraction opened in 1992. It allowed guests to compete against other guests in an obstacle course and against park-employed gladiators in jousting matches.
Oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
Just crackheads?
Yeah. actually,
crack strength.
Former bodybuilders Michael and Vince Mancuso designed the attraction, and they scouted local gyms to get the gladiators to be in the park. Yeah, right. So you got a bunch of New Jersey meatheads, like...
Oh, God.
Just people who
beating the crap out of guests with jowl. Yeah.
Fucking people up. Like, what were the events? Like, did they have that, like...
So, yeah, they had guests run an obstacle course against each other.
Yeah.
The winners of that got to go on and do the bounce beam staff with a bunch of New Jersey meathead gym rats.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah, so you got Mike the Situation from New Jersey Shore up there beating the crap out of park guests.
Yeah.
Paulie D and shit.
Yeah, going to the gym and tan, bro. Gym and tan. That attraction would only last for 3 years before being converted into a volleyball court.
I just had a really interesting thought. What if Steve turned into one of those guys?
Steve?
Yeah, like one of those like Jersey Shore type dudes. Bro, we should petition to get you on like a real world show. I think you'd do great.
A real world show? Like Love Island, bro.
Yes.
Get you on Love Island.
I don't think so.
Just imagine like if any of us went on Love Island, just these like dudes, fucking 11 out of 10s, and then these like 5'8 like white dudes. Welcome to Love Island! Just fucking... All the girls are like, oh, fuck.
Like, oh, fuck.
We can't get rid of him. There's an affirmative action program for skinny white people.
Something tells me Steve will be the most popular guy on any show you put him on, though.
Yeah, I agree, unfortunately.
Oh, I think Steve froze.
Steve, you froze?
Lag out.
He's gone. That's too bad. We're upgrading our internet on Wednesday. We're doubling the speed.
My friend just got that 1 gig fiber optic internet. It's crazy.
That's pretty lit. Hey, look, it's Steve text me. I can't hear you guys.
That is a true Steve. hold on. Let's take a little break here. Yo, yo.
There?
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, cool. Yeah, I don't know. Just poor connection.
Yeah, yeah.
No video, though.
Yeah, fuck the video.
Yeah, fuck the video.
Nobody needs to see.
Last I heard, you guys talking about me becoming a GTL guy.
Yes. Whatever that means.
What's GTL?
What's GTL?
Gym Tan Laundry from fucking Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Gym Tan Laundry. Yeah. Then putting you on reality shows, I said I figured you'd be the most popular guy there.
Oh, then, fuck that noise.
And then I said, unfortunately.
I missed an hour.
Yeah.
Before I threw a chair or something and somebody walked out.
All the girls. That's
put up those shows.
Steve's so mean.
Do you guys watch any of those type of shows?
No.
I watched this Japanese show.
Yeah, we just talked about it last week. Josh watches Japanese Real World or some shit.
Yeah, it's called Terrace House. And it's like Japanese American people that live in Hawaii in this big ass house, and they're just there, and like they never like fuck, they never like really kiss ever. Yeah. Like,
so it's takes, not like a dating competition.
No, like it's weird. Like it's like they genuinely meet each other and like have conversations, and some of them genuinely fall in love. Like it's
that sounds boring and shit.
That's like leave it to the Japanese people.
I was just gonna say I was bored when you talked about it last week, and I'm bored when you're talking about it now.
Even fucking worse
to make
now.
A dating show like that actually works.
Meaningful
like,
conversations. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. That's leave it.
You pitch that to like a network or something like that here in the States. They just no, absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, when do they get drunk and fight each other?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. No one watches that's dating shows insane. Like, oh, they're gonna fucking fall in love. Like, what the fuck? Fuck off. Like, no, I want like, this dude to fuck that girl and that girl.
It's like watching.
I want him to like.
It's like watching NASCAR. Yeah. You're not watching for the fucking race. You're watching to see an accident.
100%. Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of accidents.
Except,
the next attraction in Alpine World is something I recently fucked myself up on. If you could see me, I've got good scars on all my elbows. And it's an Alpine slide. Action Park had a 2,700-foot-long Alpine slide. It descended the mountain beneath the ski lift chairs, which provided guests access to the top of the slide. Riders sat on small sleds that only had a brake control stick, that rode down the slide built into the slope. More specifically, the sleds became notorious for causing injuries because the stick that was supposed to control the speed only had two options, what was referred to as extremely slow or death awaits.
So it was like, it was like locking brakes. Like you could either like lock it or you could just fucking let it.
Yeah, you could basically like creep along or just fucking blast down the mountain.
No in between.
Yeah, so like at least the ones I used had more control. I just went down like an asshole. So I was like, I'm going to see what I can get out of this thing.
Yeah.
I fucking barrel.
Did you bail over the side of the slide?
No, I barrel rolled inside of it.
Fuck.
Yeah, I barrel rolled inside. So it just, it tore my clothes and like scraped up my elbows and my wrist right here and my knees.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was. I almost made it look smooth, like I barrel rolled, and I almost recovered, but then I barrel rolled again.
Uh-huh.
And I had to stretch my arms and legs out and stop myself and then, like, go again. But it was still fun after
tragic,
that.
Tragic,
you know?
Was that the Breckenridge one? Or?
No, it was in Utah, Park City, Utah. Yeah. I got off, and my whole family was like, are you okay? Because I looked all fucked up, but I'm just, like, smiling and full of adrenaline still. Yeah. I was like, no, it was great. So then I went home and took the most painful shower ever.
Oh,
bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's laughing. I got in the shower, and you could hear me, like,
like, hot water.
Yeah,
on the bone.
Fucking terrible. Yeah, you can see right here. It's like still
I know,
like
that's
white.
Like almost
doesn't
white.
Even match my skin color anymore,
dude. I mean, that's kind of how it was when I got fucked up in Boston, bro.
Yeah, nobody cares about your engine anymore.
How'd you get fucked up in Boston?
Yes, thanks, Perry. So I was, I fell off an 11-foot fence when I was drunk.
Oh, word.
On the concrete.
So your own fault.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it was a drunk escapade that learned a life lesson and took all my money. So, yeah, it's great.
Did you get mugged?
No.
Just took all your money, like, on drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you, like, like got fucking hammered and then, like, climbed up on the fence, fell off, and then some dudes were like, let's fucking get this.
No, like,
I got mugged.
The other part of it is, like, I potentially got mixed up in some shit with some, like, hoodlums. And I was, like, kind of scared running away, but I don't remember if I should actually
Josh
be scared or not.
Josh scared running away?
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't fucking know. It makes no sense to me, but I was just like, bro, like, I need to get the fuck out of here. And I was, like, hobbling around, fell on some rocks, cut my arms and shit, and I passed out in someone's backyard, woke up, and I was like, I need to get over this fence. I fell over the fence.
Damn. Life comes at you fast.
Yeah. So does the ground. I'll tell you that much.
Damn.
Speaking of going over the fence... So most of the injuries were caused from people like me kind of barrel rolling or falling over the side. It made it worse that everybody was in their bathing suits because it's a water park. So I picture if somebody barrel rolled like I did, they really fucking like skin their back.
Skin grafts everything. And shit.
From their ass cheeks.
You're going to the hospital and getting a new back.
Yeah, the brand new back. But the slide actually led to the first park fatality. Head injured suffered in 1980 by a park employee whose sled ran off the track, sending him flying over the edge. He actually bounced off the hay bale that was put there for safety to stop you. He bounced off it, which propelled him further down the mountain, and he fell down a large embankment, hitting his head on a rock and ceasing his life.
Dude, whoa. Fucking, like, shit you can find on a farm is not safe enough to, like, contain someone.
Yeah.
In a ride.
It literally trampolined him down the mountain further.
Like, we have, like, pneumatically sealed fucking, like, metal braces on our shit now, and they're just like, yeah, just some hay there. this looks pretty dangerous. Good. That's fine.
Where'd the guy hit his head? Yeah, put one there, too.
Yeah.
It probably just, like, tumbled with him and just, like, launched him forward.
Did nothing, bro.
Terrible, yeah.
The hay is not dense. It's not like the... It's not, like, equal to the mass of a person moving 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, no.
Shit.
Not good. And from what I looked at, it wasn't, like, square bales of hay. It was those round ones that they roll up in the field.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it just boom. Like... Okay. Yeah, just bounced right off of it.
It's fucking dumb.
That's bad science.
Yeah, not good.
That was fucking John, the safety, like, security manager.
21-year-old like, security manager.
Like, park security. Fucking hay, that's dude. Good. My uncle has this wicked hay farm, dude.
Yeah, we got a baler and everything, bro.
We get hella discounts. Yeah.
So the last attraction of Alpine Park was a skate park that briefly existed near the ski area's school building, but closed after one season due to poor design. Go figure. The bowls were separated by pavement, which in many cases did not meet the edges smoothly. Former park employee Tom Fergus was quoted in Weird New Jersey magazine saying, "The skate park was responsible for so many injuries, we covered it up and pretended it never existed."
Just like a giant tarp. What does that cover?
Put some hay
like
on it.
Grass. On it. Yeah, just like fill it up with hay.
we got all these extra hay bales that didn't work out.
Well, that's pretty neat, man.
Yeah, pretty interesting. So the next section of the park is Motor World.
Which that was one section?
That was one section.
The skate park, the slide, and the...
That was Alpine Center.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Alpine Center. Okay, so there's like... Okay.
Yeah, this is three different sections this park is. So this is section number two, Motor World, which you can only imagine is super safe.
So did the Alpine slide give him only take one life?
Only took one life, caused hundreds of injuries. Never closed. Stayed open the whole time. The last season...
Are the lawsuits just rolling in at
this
point?
Yeah, do they have like a liability for
them? Hold on. The very last season, they added helmets.
Oh, dumb. I'm sure that would help fucking Bill as he tumbled down a mountain.
Oh, Steve, we still got you there?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Because you're going to want to be here for the super go-karts.
Super, just real cars. That's just fucking real cars.
Super go-karts. They allowed guests to drive around a small track at speeds of about 20 miles per hour, controlled by a governor device. However, park employees knew how to override the governors by wedging tennis balls into them. And they would do so for guests as well as themselves.
Just like slip them a fiver. Just like, you want to take off that limit, bro? Right? I'm trying to get fucking sideways.
Right? As a result, an otherwise standard small engine go-kart became an opportunity to play bumper cars at 50 miles an hour.
Fuck yeah.
And many injuries resulted... many injuries resulted from head-on collisions.
Also, no shit.
It's just people driving the wrong direction on the track.
Dude, just anarchy on the track. Fuck it.
It's just like got everyone buckled in and then like took a break.
Yeah.
I need a smoke break.
Yeah, employees are behind the fucking wall drinking and smoking. We got 2 minutes, go.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I'd do it, not gonna lie. That'd be a good time.
Also, the cart's engines were poorly maintained and some drivers would be overcome by gasoline fumes as they drove.
So you just, like, so pass out?
You're doing 50 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you just pass out behind the wheel.
That's crazy.
But don't worry, there was probably hay bales.
Have you ever done those, like, really high-end go-karts? Like Unser karting?
Unser karting? I want to.
Just, like, full fire suit. It's, like, a neck collar and, like, damn, a helmet, like, of course. But they go hella fast.
You
like
know 40. What tripped me out?
They're electric. Is
we drove by it the other day, and I noticed they have a full bar.
Yeah. They do. No, it's, like, a really cool place. And they have, like,
so are you allowed to drink and drive?
They have, like, a cafe. I'm sure you can't get hammered and drive, yeah, but I'm sure you could have.
But you
like
can
a,
like have a cocktail, beer between, walk off the bar,
yeah,
and
between
go,
races
because race.
You can buy the races in packs,
huh?
But
interesting.
No, it's pretty fun though.
How much is it? You know,
what was it like two rides for like I don't know,
like 40
two
bucks?
Rides for like 50 or
yeah, I'd say probably
that's
like
not
50
bad.
Or 60. That's not terrible.
Yeah, because I'm assuming it's probably like
I
eight
think
minutes.
It's like 2 8-minute sessions. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
That's yeah, pretty fun,
not
though.
Not bad at all.
That sounds dope as fuck.
But there's, like, a outdoor one with, like, gas go-karts track at Centennial. That, I think, is a lot better. Mm. It's, like, outdoor. It's a larger
that's
track.
That's what we had
way
in Vegas growing up, the
yeah,
mini Grand Prix. They had yeah, the adult one without borders, and then
yeah,
there was, like, the kid one. Where
no,
you,
yeah, that yeah, one. Yeah, it's sick.
That one. Yeah. Speaking of sick.
Speaking of sick, we got super speed boats.
Real boats. Yeah. Real boats.
They pretty much were. They were like little half boats. We'll definitely put pictures up for you guys.
You know those videos of like those fucking turbo boats in like Florida that just like weave through the like grass and shit and they're racing like Grand Prix style.
Oh, those ones with like the big fan on the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, those and are fucking insane.
Those are insane. That's what I imagine they did here.
Swamp boats.
Just, yeah.
Damn, I thought I saved the picture. Yeah, they're like, yeah, they're little like they're pointy on the front, just like a boat. Like
right,
just like little half boats, yeah. The super speed boats were set up in a small pond.
Small spawn point.
When people died, they were there.
Known by park staff to be heavily infested with snakes. The boats could be driven around the island at 35 to 40 miles an hour. While unlike the land vehicles, there was no way to tamper or increase the speed. Many riders, nonetheless, used to play bumper boats, and one seriously inebriated rider had to be rescued after his boat capsized following a collision.
Fuck.
So they're just, like, head-on dueling each other and flipping boats and shit.
They're just, like, playing chicken with fucking spears that move 40 miles an hour.
I'm not gonna lie, like, this, as, like, a 19-year-old or something,
you'd
like,
definitely
this,
go there.
This
yeah,
park must
sure,
have been fucking so much fun.
And
I just
probably was free, because fucking John the Security Man was, like, doing
yeah,
shit.
You bring
you could
a
just,
bag,
like,
yeah,
walk in through the back.
Yeah, you bring John the Security Guy a bag of weed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bring him, like, a nickel sack, bro.
Yeah,
what's
you're
up,
good
bro?
To go.
Here you go,
you're
man.
You're good to go.
Dude, I swear to God, if I could go back to, like, being, like, if I could, like, be, like, a teenager in the 80s, I would give everything away for it, 100%.
Oh, it would have been so much fun.
Straight up, like.
It was, like,
I don't even know.
It was just
like smoking it, cigarettes, fucking cool-ass cars, like, you know, old-school Camaros. Like, the clothing culture was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, hella good
yeah,
music.
They weren't old Camaros then.
Well, I
they
know.
They were new.
I'm
they
talking
new
about Camaros. It in 2018, Steve, so I have to say old, you know what I'm saying?
But then you would have the 70s Camaros, which were badass, and they would have been old Camaros that were more
that's true,
accessible
probably
to
cheap
you.
As shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's
and, like, you could smoke cigarettes anywhere at this point.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not a good thing.
You could smoke cigarettes in a children's thing. Hospital.
In a church.
In a church.
Whatever.
Light one up with God, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, dude, airplanes were fucking lit back then.
Yeah.
There was a party.
Super sexist. All the, like, flight attendants had to be dimes.
Yeah.
Like, you just, like, all these people, you dressed up in your, like, suits to go
yeah,
on the airplanes. You got fucking meals.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, you might have a better chance of dying, but it's, like,
oh,
roll the dice.
It's
fucking worth it,
yeah,
dude.
It's worth it. Party in the sky, for
like,
sure.
Like, you could charter a plane, like, literally your own jet for, like, cheap. Cheap. That's how my dad used to get around. He would just
really?
Charter planes. So instead of, like, paying, like, a flight, you just charter a plane and you get to pick whatever seat you want. They're, like, private jets, but, like,
yeah,
everyone
yeah, with
chartered
the,
their
with
own
the
ticket.
Little puddle hopper,
right. So everyone got, like, their own seat, but you just, like, walked up on the tarmac.
I've heard
seat.
Those planes are scary as fuck, though.
I mean, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah. You do it or you don't, man.
True.
You
know? True. Our last Motor World attraction is the bumper boats.
Bumper boats.
Just the speed
so
boats
have,
with
so
like.
Have,
they're just like the same speed boats.
With couch
they
cushions
taped. Took like a 5-minute break and put floaties on the
yeah.
So you have bumper cars.
No, there was no bumper cars. You had go-karts.
Okay.
Go-karts that were turned
were,
into...
Turned like, into had no, no bumping rules.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't say no bumping.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah,
no turning... There's nothing against turning around, going the opposite way, and having head-on collisions.
It's like the movie right. Death Race. In a, it's like Jason Statham is trying to kill you 100% of the time.
So you got super karts,
yeah.
super boats, and now you have bumper boats.
You have bumper boats, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Supposedly a safer ride than the super speed boats.
Right, this is the kiddie world.
But the engines often leaked gasoline.
Fuck, are you serious?
Into the water.
And at least once requiring medical attention for one rider who got too much of it on his skin.
Cool.
Taller riders were unable to fit their legs in the small-sized boats, resulting in them hanging off the sides and being fractured during collisions. Who the fuck, as a 6'4" man, who the fuck is
this
getting
in?
This
is why they say keep your arms and legs in the ride at all times.
You're getting in bumper boats. You're going to hang your legs over the side.
Yeah. Dude, I just can't, like I imagine it's like a Hot Wheels, like, trike. And you just fucking, like, sit in there like this with those steering wheels, like, right here.
Oh, yeah.
You're just, like, legs kind of dangle over the edge. You're getting fucking gas water on your feet.
Yeah, gasoline flowing.
Someone smoked a cigarette, throws one out.
Yeah, throws one on the water.
And just everyone burns up. Like
They were like, yo, new attraction, Fire Lake bumper boat.
How do we can charge them twice?
Yes. Quick, how do we spin this? Fire Lake bumper boats, go.
Fucking, it's like an eternal flame. It's like the whole lake is on fire all day and night.
That'd be so dope. I'd be down, man.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I...
Should we do an Action Park 2? Is that what we should do? Like
Action Park 2.
like build our own Action Park?
Yeah.
Because, you know, have you ever heard of Jason's Billiards?
No.
So Jason's Billiards is, like, this, like, pretty chill, like, pool place you can go to. There's, like, a few of them. And, like, the one we go to is, like, Jason's Billiards 2. So you can just call it, like, 2 or 3, whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
But, just make an Action Park 2, bro.
That was a story.
Yes. Action Park 2.
There's a Jason's Billiards too.
Oh, Jason's Billiards is fire. They only sell hookah and cigarettes and drinks, but no alcohol. Yeah. And everyone had to be like 16 to get in. It's like a hookah bar.
That's like I think every city I've ever lived in has like a Jackie Chan 1, Jackie Chan 2, and Jackie Chan 3 Chinese restaurants.
Really?
Yeah,
that's pretty sick. Is it good food?
I don't know.
I don't think Denver has any Jackie Chan.
I swear I've seen one out here, man.
Let's find out.
Steve, any Jackie Chan restaurants where you're from?
Like, literally named Jackie Chan.
No, actually, no.
No?
Like...
No, Jackie Chan restaurant?
Were they, like, actually named Jackie Chan Chinese?
Yeah, but not, like, themed after Jackie Chan or anything.
I can't believe he didn't, like, take royalties, though.
I don't think you can. Like,
you want to franchise Jackie Chan?
Maybe the name, like, maybe... I don't know.
What do you mean, what's themed after him?
No.
It just happens to be Jackie
Chan.
Just like
any other hole-in-the-wall Chinese place you see.
We have a Jackie Chan restaurant here.
I fucking told you, man.
It's just, like, not Jackie Chan.
No,
themed.
it's just
called Jackie Chan's.
Yeah.
When you walk in, and it's any run-of-the-mill
Yeah,
Chinese
just like,
place.
You know, Lotus Flower or anything else you might get.
Like Rosie's Diner.
Yeah.
Rosie's not, like, an actual...
Yeah.
Or maybe she is.
Jackie Chan.
So, Jackie Chan Chinese Kitchen. Wow, shout out to you guys. Let's see what we got here.
Looking good?
Yeah, 3.7 star rating out of 131 reviews.
The ones in Las Vegas are definitely like shitty hole in the wall.
Yeah, this is off of
like comparable to those like $1.25 scoop places.
Those are disgusting.
Oh, terrible.
Fucking disgusting.
So if any guys are listening and you're in Denver and you want to go to Jackie Chan Chinese Kitchen, it's off of 7318 North Federal Boulevard in Westminster.
Yeah, let them know Strange People World World Podcast sent you, and they'll give you 0% off.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you go, see?
They'll probably just look at you weird.
Yeah. So. What?
Yeah.
Who, what? All right, guys. We are...
on to the third one?
We're on to the third and the biggest and the best.
Oh, it gets better.
We've only had one fatality
so far.
Is
this the water
park? Yeah, we're in water world now.
So, you're telling me, out of, like, motorsports, no one died?
No one died.
Are you fucking serious? And then an alpine slide, someone died.
Alpine slide.
And now we're going to get 5 fatalities in water.
In water.
Oh, dude, but there are, like, several, like, people who are just paraplegic and, like...
Yeah, don't worry. Lots of lives fucked up. Lots of lives fucked up.
Stephen Hawking's for life, bro.
So,
Hawking's for life.
Oh, God. Life. Terrible.
That's
terrible.
That's so bad.
Rip.
Yeah. They just got like a leaderboard at the park. Like most fucked up people, just like Hawkins for life. Oh, dude. Hawkins just for like life. A list of like seven people.
You've been
who were just like, yeah, that's like their intro pick. When they first came into the park, they snap a pic of everyone and they're like, fuck yeah, dude, and then it's like Hawkins for life and they're just fucking like,
oh, it's like when you go out here and you see restaurants with all the people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
5'14ers.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Hawking for life.
Bro, I'm telling you, Action Park 2, we need one.
Yeah. The only way to make it would be to make it worse, though. It'd have to be, like, novelty.
We need, like, O.J. Simpson's lawyer, though.
Yeah.
To be, like, backing us.
Rob Kardashian.
Yeah. 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 So the first ride is the Aqua Scoot. Riders would carry a hard, solid plastic sled up to the top of a ride.
Up to the top of the Alpine slide, then throw oil in front of them. Fucking send it, dude.
They actually went down a slide consisting of rollers similar to those found in factories and assembly lines.
Oh, yeah, word.
Yeah. And then they would end up in a pool that in most areas was no deeper than a puddle. The idea was for the rider to ride the sled down and skip across the water like a stone.
Yeah, they have those at Waterworld.
But in order,
I've been on one of those.
Yeah, in order to do this, you have to be in a perfect lean back position. If not, the rider was in. Mm-hmm. The rider would sink as soon as they hit the little puddle, and it would fling them forward, causing many, many head injuries.
Okay.
Fuck. Yeah.
The thing about that ride,
they still have it.
Yeah, they have one at Waterworld.
I think you need to end up in a deeper pool, though.
Well, the thing about, like, that ride is you'll skip on the water no matter how deep it is.
Yeah.
So, like, why did they just, like, yeah. Why did they just make it deeper?
Hey, we only need a puddle right here.
Will it surprise you guys? I've never been to a water park.
No.
Never been to Waterworld?
It's not surprising.
It's pretty lit, dude.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
You literally got invited to a pool party this weekend or this summer and said
and
no.
And it's cooler when you're in, like, middle school or high school.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's all the girls.
Oh, yeah,
there,
wet and wild in Vegas
and
shit.
Fucking bikinis, dude.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yep.
I missed out on boobs.
It's
sick.
Bro, imagine how many white women are at Waterworld.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dude, so many. Oh, there are like no black people.
So speaking of getting lost staring at white girls' titties.
Yeah.
Other times riders would be leaving the exit puddle just to have another rider come and crash right into them as they were standing up.
God,
they
just had like no, like at Waterworld they have a lifeguard on the top and
count,
the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, yeah, you're good to go, man. He's clear.
Yeah.
Like at the top, they just only have like one at the bottom.
I think it was a solid three Mississippi count.
Yeah.
Hold on. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three, go.
Send it. Dude, someone died at Waterworld that way. They let some dude go too fast, like, before the other person was down. It was, like, a kid or something. And, like, the other dude was a larger man, so he went way faster, and he just, like, ran over him.
I would feel terrible if they let me go and I just, like, crushed some little kid at the bottom. Like, oh, that would fuck up my life.
Plus, you'd go to prison.
Wait.
Okay. Well, I wonder if you would.
No, that can't be my fault.
I think you would. I think you get charged for manslaughter. Even though it's, like, manslaughter is, it's not your fault, but someone died.
But I think, you know,
manslaughter is unintentional.
Or it's like negligence.
It's unintentional. So if I hit you with my car and kill you, that's manslaughter.
So it depends on if the dude, like, jumped before or if the other dude said he
didn't. Now, if the lifeguard was like, don't go, and he said, fuck you, and darted his way down, then it's his fault.
That's murder.
But if the lifeguard sent you, then I can't imagine it's your fault.
And that lifeguard would probably get brought up in charges.
He might be, he might have
a seat.
Yeah.
Fired forever.
At least fired, yeah.
Never have a job again, like,
no.
ever.
Yeah.
Just go to prison.
No,
forever.
You'd have to start selling drugs. Even the drug dealers are like, bro, that wasn't cool.
Not cool, bro.
Not cool, man.
I was a little kid.
But, like, here's my thing, like, so, like, how big was this slide? Because, like, if he's a large man already, are you telling me this man couldn't have, like, slowed himself down seeing that he's about to come up on
something?
No, he's in a tube, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
he's in a tube.
You're lean back.
So I don't know.
Yeah. So you don't fucking know.
Oh, so, then, yeah, that sucks.
Just assuming things are going to go the way they're supposed to.
Yep.
Yeah. That's great.
You can't fucking slow down your body mass just like putting out your arms. Burning off your fingertips on the plastic slide.
Just get some water on you.
Well, next we have I can't see how this was ever a bad idea. Diving cliffs.
Yeah, sick. It was just a cliff diving.
Just cliff diving, yeah. Pair of cliffs. One was 23 feet high, the other was 18 feet high, above a 16-foot deep pool. However, the pool below was not blocked off from those who might be swimming.
Hella people died.
Or exiting a different attraction. and nothing at the water level gave any indication that swimmers below could expect people jumping on their heads.
This had to account for, like, at least 3 of the 6 deaths.
No deaths? No deaths.
No broken necks? What? No nothing?
No. Steve, wait, you're saying... Not that high. He just laughed.
That's not that high.
It's not that high, but, I mean...
That's 2 stories.
To have like...
Dives in, like, the Olympics are higher than that.
It's not the dive, though. It's the fact that there's people just swimming around.
It's just unregulated.
Yeah.
It's just like, people just jumping off willy-nilly.
Yeah. I mean, you got
literally... Not one at a time.
No.
It should just be clear.
It's not that bad.
And you not only have people...
But as you can see, it's not that bad because nobody died.
I mean... Oh. All right, fuck you, Steve. I guess so.
Steve was the owner of Action Park.
Steve was
It's been in the McMorrow family for years.
Like a trial lawyer. He was on the case.
Yeah.
Well, it was so bad that the bottom of the pool was eventually painted white to make it easier to spot bodies at the bottom.
Hmm, yeah. So nice. Occasional bodies.
So nobody died, but they were definitely pulling people out of it, like, every 30 minutes
Neat
or so.
Neat trick.
What's that?
What was it painted before?
Like blue, like watercolor. Like aren't pools usually like a light blue?
Yeah, they're like kind of paint. Tile, like
yeah,
blue tile
or tile or whatever.
I haven't been in a pool in years.
I hate like water.
Same.
But I like water parks.
Like, I
they're
love
kind
water.
Of
I like the ocean.
I like the ocean.
I like natural
yeah.
water. I don't
but
like the ocean.
I'll just like mostly chill at the ocean.
I hate the ocean.
You're sitting in the like a swim pool, being like, this sucks.
Yeah, anytime I go to the pool, I'm just like, can I leave?
No, I never just go in the pool for fucking fun. Like, if I'm, like if I'm rafting, that's fun. If I'm fucking on a boat, dope. Just, like, anything where I'm touching the water, like, why?
Well, like, I have, like, you know, like, I live in the townhouses here, so we have a community pool, and it's just, like, I've gone, like, last year I tried to go once, but it's like, what do you do? Like, there's other people, like...
Dude, I'm saying if you can't get fucked up in a pool with some biddies, some straight fine biddies, bro, and you guys are just having a good time... I don't want to be in the pool.
I'm just about
we're playing
like,
basketball.
I'm like
in the pool.
I'm about like camping by a lake, and you know you're hanging out, you're camping, you're drinking.
Oh, 100%.
You go in, swim around, come back out, drink, smoke.
Even
like,
then,
that's,
I like won't go in and swim around.
No,
like if we rented a fucking jet ski or something,
see, I'm
down.
Yeah.
But
well,
like,
see, I'm from
water
Las Vegas.
Sports are cool. Water is not cool.
So have you guys ever been to like a lake or anything?
I mean, like, Steve, here's the thing.
If they're from, like, Arizona or Nevada, like, everyone has one in their backyard.
Almost. Not
almost.
Well, not when you grow up poor, buddy.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you go to a pool or you go to a lake house and you're swimming. But, you know, but you're definitely not chilling with biddies. At that time, as
a child,
so I was like,
well, I mean, as a kid, you know, you played Marco Polo, you had water guns.
Yeah, no, as a kid, I liked it. Yeah. I think I grew out of it because I was like forced on the swim team.
I mean,
stuff.
I think
white,
maybe
so.
I didn't like it because my older brother, who was a lifeguard, like
because you didn't have biddies.
No biddies.
Well, that always plays a factor. But what I'm saying is, my brother like taught me how to swim by just like throwing me in the pool. And you're just like,
that's how you learn.
That's traumatic.
There you
go.
And I'm just like, fuck. I'm like, bro, how do I stay afloat?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, I learned. Like, I can swim. But like,
there you go. So you should thank him.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
Pussy.
But what I'm saying is, I just don't like being just like wet for no reason.
Yeah.
I wish I did though.
Like I was
like,
saying,
swimming
though,
for exercise.
If you're, if you come from where I'm from and like you go camping at Lake Mead or out the Colorado River in Nevada and it's 130 degrees out,
you're gonna get in the fucking
water. You're gonna hang out in that water. You're gonna,
right.
I'm just a spoiled fucking city boy from Colorado.
I agree.
We have no idea what you just said.
What was that, Steve?
Steven?
I just said, again, only with biddies.
Oh, yeah.
Only
of course.
Biddies, yeah,
you're
getting
your camping.
See, that's the only reason you get in the pool.
Steve, are you a good wingman? I feel like you might be a good wingman, but maybe not.
Am I a good wingman?
Yeah.
Of picking up biddies?
Yeah, picking up biddies. Like, you trying to help me go pick up some biddies?
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, I'll hit you up later.
We'll talk about this in a second. Don't worry about it.
So speaking of excitement, this next ride.
What?
Biddies are exciting.
No one said excitement, but all right.
Yeah, that's because you guys are being real exciting.
That's fair. 100%.
The kayak experience. It seems simple and safe enough, right?
Just kayaking down the Alpine
Slide.
Yeah,
it was
recycle it.
Alpine Slide for everything. It was an imitation whitewater course that used submerged electric fans to agitate the water above. Frequently, the kayaks got stuck or tipped over, and people had to get out and remedy the situation.
That seems like a real high production value for such a, like, shitty water park, though.
Yeah.
Electro, yeah. Fucking underwater fitness. Electro fans. Like.
Yeah, I'm not sure who thought of it exactly.
The Coast Guard Training Center.
But yeah. Unfortunately, this led to another death in the park.
God damn it.
As a man stood up to correct his kayak, he stepped on some exposed wiring from the electrical fans and electrocuted himself to death in front of his family.
Well, if there's exposed wiring, it would electrocute the whole pool, not just his...
Yeah, his family got electrocuted too, but they didn't die.
Oh, right.
He actually, like... He must have stepped on it and, like, exposed the wire.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense, I guess.
And
That's so fucking dumb, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Rip.
The
like
ride.
They just ran the wires through the water. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah, exposed.
Anything
yeah.
with, like, shit in the pool, like wave pools and stuff, the wiring goes through the ground. The only thing, like...
Yeah, that's no, they so ran dumb. The wiring right
that's
through the
so
water.
So dumb.
Well, the ride was permanently closed in 1982.
Nice.
Electro-pool.
Deservingly so.
The owner said he fixed the problem, but he was like, I'm afraid people might be a little scarred by this one, so I'm just going to close it.
Should just turn down the voltage and put some boats on that and then, like...
Paddle boat,
fucking,
yeah.
Like, bumper boats V2. You go in, you get shocked, bro. It's like fire pond, except they also have electric pond.
Electric pond.
Yep.
Oh. Well, the next one is responsible for half the deaths in the park.
So three.
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 So there's still one left.
There's still one left after this, right, yes. Cool.
I mean, not good. I was like, okay, it's fucking sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. The Tidal Wave Pool, a.k.a. the Grave Pool.
Wow. Like, all right, great. Here we go. It's already starting off great.
Their
here
marketing manager was, like, just as qualified as Joe the Security.
Oh, no. The guest renamed it the Grave Pool. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, these kids are sound hardcore that just keep coming to this place.
Yeah,
like that's like what I'm saying. Like, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, three of my friends died last summer, so we named a grave
pool.
It's pretty fucking
pool.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, you know what? Class action park.
Yeah, man. Fucking cocaine and cigarettes and water parks.
So this was responsible for the first patron death, because the other one was the first death, but it was an employee. So this is the first patron death, which occurred in 1982, as well as two other guests throughout the years.
Wait, the other two were employees?
Both
the Alpine Slide and the...
The Alpine Slide was an employee.
And what about the second one?
What about the electric dude?
Oh,
he
yeah.
was a guest.
He was a guest, too.
So he was
oh,
the first
okay.
patron.
But this one was
the
first.
Electro
yeah.
dude.
Yeah, I just listed him first. Sorry to be confusing, but, you know, you don't write the show, so fuck off.
Good job.
Love you. Love you, listeners.
And Canada. I saw you guys have been listening more.
They have. Oh, did you see that?
I
we got a huge spike in Canada out of nowhere.
Dude, how do you get that? How do you get those stats?
We'll show you later.
Yeah. It's the pit. Anyways.
Shout out Pippa.
Shout out Pippa, our host site. The pool was 100 feet wide by 250 feet long and could hold up to 1,000 people.
Okay. So it's like a football field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Waves generated for 20 minutes with at least with 10 minute intervals between them, and could reach up to 40 inches, which I think is just under 3 feet.
40
yeah.
inches, yeah.
Yeah. 12 lifeguards were on duty at all times, and on high traffic weekends, they were known to rescue as many as 30 people. This is just out of the wave pool, compared to the one or two an average a season from other pools.
So you said how many a day?
30 a weekend.
A 30 a weekend, okay.
So that's 15 a day on the weekend. Compared to other parks have two a season.
Yeah, I don't think of wave pools being that dangerous, but
no,
there must be some catch 22.
This was one of the first ones, and it was a little bit more active and a little deeper than other ones. Yeah.
Yeah, because so 3 foot like, waves, that's not even that big. Like,
it's not that big,
but if the pool, if you like, you're not touching bottom.
Drops, or you could be done. They said drowning is like the leading cause of death of kids under 12 or something like that.
And again, if you go back to the beginning of the show, you're saying you got a lot of rural class poor people who have never swam before.
Yeah, right.
So now you're putting them in a crowded ass wave pool, you know, with people falling
fits,
over.
What
you
did they say? Fit 2,000 people?
Up to 1,000.
Up to 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot of fucking people.
And at any time, there was 500 to 1,000.
We're like 1,000 people on a football field.
Yeah.
It was like.
So they say, like, once the waves started going, if you've ever been in a wave pool, you know, people kind of go off to the side where the ladders are and things like that. So they said those areas would be so overcrowded that they wouldn't notice people getting, like, shoved underneath. What's that?
Yeah.
Probably, like, massively.
I said, more people didn't die.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, they had 12 lifeguards on time. At least these drunken high kids were trying.
Yeah, they were present.
Yeah, they were present.
Physically.
Were yeah, yeah, physically.
Not mentally, they were just like, you know, it's whatever.
That's why. You know, actually, I think I lied. I think I have technically been to a water park.
You went to Elitch's water park?
I went to Elitch's water park. So, and I did the wave pool.
I've never been to that. I've only been to Waterworld.
So they just, like, bit all of Waterworld shit. They just, really? Like, built, like, 5 rides that are exactly like
that
Waterworld.
Lazy Lake thing?
Is it still there?
Like, what, Elitch's one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Elitch's one is popping. They're, like, building new rides, like, every season. Oh. It's pretty crazy.
Really? I always thought, like, that was kind of on the decline.
No. Ever since it wasn't 6
Flags. I mean, I haven't been there in, like, 3 years, but, like, I haven't been there in, like, 5 years. But, like, when I did go, like, there were a lot more rides than there were
last Steve, you ever take the kids to Elitch's?
No, still haven't been there. Still haven't been to Waterworld.
Steve, I didn't know you're black.
I have nothing against them. I just don't. I just haven't.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we got 2 left for you guys.
Yeah.
One of them is a water slide that does a fucking loop-de-loop.
Yeah, that's the last.
That was the first Google image that pops up.
Yeah, we're saving that one for last.
Oh, that's a real thing. I thought you were just saying that.
Oh, no. I just, like, made that up in my head.
Yeah.
I mean, someone did back then.
So second to last is the super speed slides. These guys are obsessed with super speed.
Super speed boats, super speed cars.
So these are 2 tall water slides. If you're familiar with water parks, they're similar to the 2 white super tall water slides.
Oh, at Waterworld, yeah.
Except these ones, they went vertically along the ski slopes and took advantage of the near vertical slopes. So these ones, like, literally went straight up and down. They weren't slanted until, like, halfway through.
Yeah.
So much so that they actually had to have a cover over, like, the first 10 feet.
Right.
Because people would go down and they would lift off the slide, hit the cover, and come back down to the slide.
Fuck.
And
one of them actually had a metal pole hanging over it.
Oh, fuck.
So people would hang off the pole and literally drop straight down into the slide.
And that low-key be tight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, yeah. That's not where I thought you were going with that. I thought they were going to, like, go up and hit the pole.
Oh. They had a metal pole halfway through the slide to slow people down by hitting them in the fucking cranium.
There's actually not a lot of injuries or anything to report from it, but I just thought that was fucking crazy.
Like, it is, yeah, it's
that's
crazy.
Just an example of them going really hard out there.
Yeah, because those, like, super steep slides at Waterworld, they're kind of like an optical illusion. They're not that steep.
Yeah.
Like, maybe 40 degrees, like, maximum.
Yeah, these were literally, like straight down.
Yeah. Same with ski slopes.
Yeah.
There's, like, the craziest. Have you ever been skiing?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Snowboarding
either.
Like, even the steepest ski slopes in the world are, like, 50.
Like 50 degrees?
55 degrees.
Okay.
But, like, when you're at the top, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you're probably,
like, straight down. I'm going to die. But they're not. But, yeah. So.
I will go skiing soon.
Oh, okay. Where is
it? I've never been. I don't plan to now.
It's gotten so fucking expensive.
I'd rather snowboard than ski.
I snowboard. Well, yeah. I just say skiing.
The fact that it's expensive and then, like, I'm 33 years old and okay shape and I don't have health insurance. Like,
right, you'd have to learn.
Yeah, I'm not trying to break myself on the side of the mountain. Like, I'm cool.
Right.
I'm totally cool. I'll stick with podcasting and playing Dungeons and Dragons.
You get fucked up on any mountain. Like, the medical bills are so much crazier than, like, if you break your leg walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah, see, Steve's right. Like, I ventured out, I did a little alpine sliding, almost died.
So skiing is not a good idea.
Yeah, skiing is not going to happen
for
this
guy. I have fucking 2 blades between my feet.
Nope. I am uncoordinated as it gets. Like, it's no.
Yes, that's my thing. I'd rather have, like, one solid thing that I'm, like, kind of.
Well, that's what I meant. 2 blades, like 2 edges.
Yeah.
Skis, you have 4.
Oh,
fucking slicing.
Dude, you fall
back.
You fall way harder on a snowboard than you do skis.
I mean, I would imagine.
I think.
I just feel
I've done both, like, my entire life.
Yeah, I've done both.
And you fall way harder on a snowboard because it's connected to you. I mean, unless you have the clip-ins, you're, like, connected to it, and it could flip you over real quick, and then you're, like, at the mercy of that board.
Yeah, I could see with skis, you could kind of spread your body out or something.
I'm just not trying to.
Well, skis disconnect. The only thing I'm thinking, like, when you're training, like, skiing is, like, I think you fall harder on a snowboard when you're training. But, like, when you actually fall on a snowboard, like, unless you're going, like, 50 miles an hour, you're not going to flip over yourself. You're just going to, like, fucking slide down the mountain.
Yeah.
Either way, they're both mad dangerous.
I can just go
snowboard and fucking ate it real bad. Where you're skiing, your skis just pop off, and then you're just tumbling in the snow.
But you, yeah.
Then you gotta go find your skis. Yeah,
isn't that how you die? You like fall into a tree.
A lot of people die.
Crash into a tree. Yeah. Yeah.
Fall into snow.
Yeah, you do the Sonny Bono.
Yeah, because I can just imagine you walk
connected into a tree.
I can just imagine like having two skis and then like, you know, like me being as uncoordinated as I am when I'm in danger.
Just getting racked by a tree.
Racked by a tree or like my legs going different ways and really fucked up. Like, what's
and I'd start forgetting shit. I'm like, pizza slice, french fry, I don't know.
It's a french fry.
French toast, I don't know.
So it just seems too complicated and like not as fun as snowboarding. Because like, I skateboarded when I was little. So
yeah. Like, no, that helps a lot. Like I've taken up a couple friends who skateboard for
it's the first
time.
It's more closely related to surfing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I used to be vaguely interested, and I don't know if it exists anymore, because I used to do, like, the aggressive inline, so, like, you know, rollerblading.
They have ski skates.
Ski skates.
Yep.
Ski skates.
Yeah, so that you have no poles, and they're, like, 3 feet
they're
long,
just, like,
you know?
Yep, 2.5, 3 feet
yeah,
long.
And you like your roller skating or rollerblading. You just kind of take off like
I
that.
I do that. That's on type.
Yeah, and they'll grind and hit poles and
that
shit.
That shit's hard,
too.
Though.
Yeah. You know what I actually had back in Vegas?
Especially
I used to be on Mount Charleston.
Fast.
I had a ski snowboard. Or, no, I'm sorry, a ski skateboard.
Uh-huh.
So it's just the deck.
Yeah,
like
it's
a little
deck,
foam
and then
deck.
Underneath it there's
yeah,
a blade.
Like, No, mine just had, like, black rubber foam. Like
oh,
something.
Really?
So, yeah, it just literally slid on the snow. And I've seen videos of people in, like, urban cities like Minnesota, and they go around the city, like, fucking...
Minnesota mountains are, like, 500 feet tall, though.
No, they're, like, they're in the city. Like,
snow-covered
city,
okay.
Like,
okay.
Hitting poles and shit, just skating around on
That's
these
tight.
Boards. Yeah.
I think I've seen those videos.
The only thing about the snow skateboards, all I did was ride down a hill with them. I didn't do anything fancy, but when if you, like, fall or whatever, that fucking board just jets down the hill.
Yeah.
Action sports.
Action sports. Speaking of action, Action Park.
Speaking of action, we've been talking about for the last hour.
Yeah. So we got the last one, Cannonball Loop.
Yes.
In the mid-80s, the GAR built an enclosed water slide with a complete vertical loop at the end, similar to that of a roller coaster. The resulting...
So, I'm going to hit the rest.
I saw the picture of this.
Yeah.
It's so absurd.
Right to the right.
Yeah, so the resulting ride called Cannonball Loop was so intimidating... that the employees of the resort were offered $100 to test it.
Damn.
Fuck no. Absolutely not.
Well, so this is what, 1980s?
So $100
bucks.
That's
like,
pretty...
That's good.
That's like getting like, what, a few hundred or something.
Yeah, like 250, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
So like,
wait a minute. Wait, Josh, would you go down this?
Yes.
Bullshit. You just got done saying that it would be too dangerous for you to strap on wooden sticks on your feet and then just slide down
no,
the mountain.
That's not what I said.
Now,
I think
said,
that was my that was more my
you're like I'm too uncoordinated to do that, no way.
Yeah, but
yeah, you did say that.
I did say that, but what I'm saying
you
is
you just
that
are saying
if
that
I have a
down,
preference
basically a little like a black tube that fucking inverts you upside down in a circle and you're like yeah no I do that.
Yeah, because like that's just it's all one thing that happens at once. I'm not on skis trying to ski. This is me being in.
Doesn't matter. You would just fall over in like a couple of seconds. You're like okay, and, this, like, and then you get
no,
it.
No, but you're misunderstanding. Like I would still ski if it was the only option, but the other option is to snowboard. So I'd rather snowboard because I have skateboarding experience, and that makes more sense to me than being two separate feet that have like you know snow things on them.
Right, no, I'm just saying the fact that you were like, no, I wouldn't do that. Oh, yeah, and then they have this absurdly looking slide that everybody's like, no way. And then they had to offer money, and then you say you would do that? Like, no problem?
I'm also the guy that said I would fight a fucking bear with a katana.
True.
So. Yeah, and then fell off.
Fell off an 11-foot wall.
Yeah, couldn't just jump over a fence.
I was
and you think
drunk.
You could fight off fucking bears with a sword.
If I'm not drunk, I guarantee I'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. So the slide was open for only 1 month in the summer of 1985, the year I was born.
Nice.
Fun fact.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Hey, thanks.
Wait, when did this park go until?
96.
Okay.
So Cannonball Loop came out in 85, lasted for a month. This is the only time the state of New Jersey stepped in and was like, hey,
can't do that.
No.
Yeah.
That right
acceptable.
There, no. One worker told the local newspaper that there were too many bloody noses and back injuries from riders.
Oh my gosh.
A rider also reportedly got stuck in the loop, and a hatch had to be installed at the bottom of the slope for future extractions.
Fuck.
That would be scary as shit, because I'm like, I go down water slides and like enclosed tubes, but I'm also claustrophobic. So like, if I got stuck, like it wouldn't be long before I started freaking out. I think Steve's gone.
Steve disappeared into the Skype again.
Had to jump off. Steve texted us that he had to jump off, which means he probably had fatherly duties.
Dad stuff.
Way to be a dad, Steve.
Good job, Steve.
Yeah, way to have priorities. Ooh, I'm going to babysit my kids instead of show up to record the podcast.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. Fucking loser.
Yeah, give him a couple beers, let him watch themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put that. But no, I would freak the fuck out. Like, if I got stuck in an enclosed thing like that. So you've got.
So you're getting. He's getting, like, stuck at the apex. Like, he goes up and then he's, like, stuck there? Or.
Does
he get stuck at the bottom?
Yeah, I think
you
have to get stuck at the bottom.
Okay, yeah,
so now you're,
that'd be fucking crazy.
Yeah, so now you're at the bottom of a. Yeah, you're at the bottom of a U. You know?
With water coming down.
Yeah, if you got stuck on the apex, I imagine you could at least scoot your way.
Yeah.
And finish it off. And it probably hurt, but.
So they need a release hatch to pull them out.
Yeah, so you have to release hatch at the bottom and be like, yeah, sucks for you. You didn't make it.
What's up, dummy? Come here.
It's just like either someone who's too fat or someone who was not fat enough. Like, yeah. Someone's so skinny they have like no velocity and they're just like
fucking. They just the needed to get. Fell. Like,
they just need to get John to show up with a bucket of grease and start greasing people up before they go down.
Yeah,
the
what's
slide.
Up, security dude? You're doing your job wrong. God
damn it. Well, guys, that's it for Action Park. It would go on till 1996 and close its doors.
And no more deaths after that.
After one summer of helmets on the Alpine
so
side.
So what year was the first death?
The first death.
Like what year it was?
We got to swoop up to the Alpine slide.
I have to pee so bad.
Fucking hold it.
I'm trying, bro. Fuck.
First fate to 1980.
So
2 years after opening.
So they built that park like they built that slide 6 years after like they've had some deaths.
Yep.
They're like, this is
a good idea.
This is a great idea.
This is a good idea.
Let's do this.
And so Cannonball Loop closed in 85, which means there's 11 more years of the park.
Okay,
opening.
Yeah.
That ride sat out of the front of the park for the whole next 11 years. Actually, I forgot. I didn't. The ride reopened a couple more times over the years.
They're just like guest appearances. Yo, come August fucking 4th weekend. Yeah. We're going to have it open for a limited time run.
Yeah, so 10 years later.
Florida State, New Jersey finds out.
After John's retired from his security.
Oh, for sure.
Now you got old fucking Paul in here. Or whoever.
Old fucking Paul.
And summer of 95, he says, you know what? I'm fucking tired of looking at that cannonball loop up there. We're going to reopen it. And they pay off the state board. They're like, hey. All
right. Can
oh,
you
sick.
Yeah.
They just slipped them a couple hundos.
Yeah, slipped them a couple hundos and like, hey, we're
actually going to open this.
Yeah, we're going to reopen this. It was only open for like weeks at a time before it got shut
right,
down.
Right.
And then they tried again in 1996 and then the whole park closed.
They were like just trying to minimize their fucking like open it a couple weeks at a time. It really decreases the risk. It's like flipping a quarter. If you flip it like really fast, of course you're going to get some tails, but you're like, what if you just flip it once a week?
Once a week,
then
yeah.
It's 50% every time.
Every time, yeah.
But then, no, that's not how probability works.
Plus, you know, you're bringing the draw of the exclusivity of the ride.
Right.
Like, you know, hey, we can only ride Cannonball Loop like once, 1 week out of the year.
Right.
So, you know.
It's like limited release sneakers. Yeah. Just it's, like drive up prices.
It's like when they release Baja Blast Mountain Dew in the gas station for like a month out of the
people
year.
People just flood in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. Wait, so someone died on that one. Because we were only at 5 deaths, weren't we?
We were only at 5 deaths. Where did I miss a death? I'm going to have to go to their Wikipedia page real quick. I remember now. I remember doing this and writing the episode, and I was like, oh, I'll remember that last one. I definitely
don't have to write that down.
Dude,
I hope it's on the. I mean, it's RIP to whoever. But, like, I fucking hope it's on the crazy slide because I want to know how someone would die doing that.
I don't think it was on the Cannonball Loop.
What if it was, like, someone left that hatch open at the bottom, and they just, like, went down and fucking
I remember the last death now.
Oh, what was it?
All right, there's a thing called the Tarzan swing. And, you know.
Is it just, like, one of those mechanical swings that, like, goes back and forth?
There was no mechanics involved.
Oh, word.
It was just fucking. It was, like, right there with the cliff diving.
Okay.
Just people just swung off and fucking.
Oh, it was, like, a rope swing.
Yeah, it was just a rope swing. A dude actually had a heart attack on it.
Oh.
So it wasn't. That one's kind of like...
That's up in the air.
Yeah, it's a little
like, It could have been caused by this high, but
that was coming.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of the
actual... He had high cholesterol.
That death was coming. The last death was just a heart attack on a swing.
Like a rope swing.
So, yeah, it's...
Was it at the same place as the cliffs, like a rope swing?
Yeah. I think they're in the same into the same pool. Yeah, so the dude just swaying. He was like a 60-year-old
guy. So it wasn't the loop slide.
It was not the loop slide, no.
Fuck.
Dude, yeah. I thought that was going to be one death for sure.
Yeah, I know, right?
But just a bunch of broken backs.
Oh, yeah, there's a cannonball loop right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this shit's sick, dude. Like, I thought, like, the oh, I'm talking real close. I thought, like, the loop would be bigger, bro.
Yeah,
like, you would have so much fucking speed, and that is such a small loop. Like, yeah. The G4, you'd just be fucking pinned to the... Like, that's... I thought the loop would be bigger, so people would be, like, going up and, like, not having enough velocity and just fucking falling, like, on their face. It's really not
that big, but I guess people aren't making it.
But you'd be going pretty... so fast.
Yeah, because that's a fucking...
Yeah.
Wait, so they got stuck, like, right here?
Yeah, they got stuck, and there's a hatch right there at the bottom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Fucking, you know, Action Park, here's to you. I would have
100% gone
there. Yeah, 100%.
No, 33-year-old Greg right now, no. But yeah, back when I was your guys' age, or like, yeah, 19, 20, 21 even.
22-year-old yeah. Josh would definitely be 20, there.
22-year-old Greg.
Dude, yeah. I'd be on the Hawking for life board. Like my life achievement. Number one Hawking, dude.
Number one Hawking, there you go. Well, this dude's fucked, man. Like, he can't even blink his eyes. He's just there.
You ever heard of the Ghetto Boys?
No.
Really? They sing that song "Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangster" from Office Space.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So one of their singers is Bushwick Bill, and he's a midget, like a legit midget, and a gangbanger.
Little people.
I'm not in the '90s. I'm speaking from 20 years ago. So he's a little person, midget. But he got like legitimately shot in the head.
Oh shit!
And their album cover. Is him, like, on the gurney in the hospital with his head bandaged up, and he's just, like, raising one hand up, throwing a sign. I picture that being the Hawking for life.
Dude, yeah. just the Hawking for life.
All bandaged up. Yeah. Steve, what do you think? Oh,
yeah. Oh, sick, Steve. Yeah.
That's cool,
that's
Steve.
Me, too.
Great job, Steve. Anyways, guys... That's been Action Park. Super, you know, like I said, we're just a little lighter today. Get you out of that conspiracy shit and all that heavy shit.
A little lighter. Six people died. That's a little lighter.
That feels right. That feels right. Yeah, feels about right. It's about our tempo.
Yeah, you know, we talk about, like, people that are dead all the time, so.
Yeah. All right, does anybody have anything else? Anything to plug?
Perry, good. It's all you, man.
I'll do my little 30-second plug again at the end. Follow me on YouTube at SwaggyP, also on Instagram and Twitter at SwaggyP, on Twitter at Swaggy_P, because some buttfuck on Twitter wouldn't give me his name even though he had zero subscribers and wasn't
what
active.
What a piece of shit.
I know.
Twitter SwaggyP. Fuck you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then also we have our Lil Podcasts, which is Lil apostrophe Podcasts, which is on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all the internet radios.
And if you're going to listen to one more podcast, which we don't normally allow you, we will allow this.
Oh, Lil Podcasts.
Yeah,
100%.
We like to hog your podcast listening, but if you're going to listen to another one, check out Lil Podcasts.
Appreciate it.
Lil podcast.
Like Lil Peep, Lil Pump, Lil Tay. Yeah. R.I.P. Lil Tay. She's not dead.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
No.
I was
like, oh. She's just like nowhere, bro, and I kind of miss her.
I think her mom got on her ass about it because her mom started catching some heat.
Oh, really?
I think that's what it is.
She got fired.
Yeah.
I know she got fired. I would be fucking pissed if my little 7-year-old daughter got me fired.
Yeah.
Damn.
But you're done.
Because she was just flexing on Instagram. Imagine that. So the mom said she had, I don't know if you know about Lil Tay.
Not too much.
Okay. No. She's just like some Instagram flexer, like, who just like rented cars and flexed. That's all she did. And she had like 2 million subscribers because she was like 7 and she would cuss.
How did she rent cars?
So she was like controversial. Or she'd like get them from friends. Or actually she would like, her mom's boss like had those nice cars and she would just like take them like flex with them. So her mom got, her mom got fired didn't like really know why. So just imagine like getting fired one day and then you're like, what did I do? And they're like, yeah, your fucking piece of shit 7-year-old daughter's been stealing our fucking cars and flexing.
Oh my
them.
God.
Yeah, and she'll be like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm the youngest flexer out there.
So she has no actual income or anything.
No. I mean, I think she
probably
does
now. Her mom probably gets it, but she's like 9.
I was going to say, like, if I got fired, that kid at least better be like,
she's famous.
Pulling
as
in half.
Yeah, no,
how about that money or whatever?
Hella clout.
Oh, more money than how about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And catch me outside, girl.
Even though she's making music.
She's
now.
Making bank, dude.
No, she makes a lot of money. Yeah, like she's 50,000 per show
bank.
Or some shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, she makes
Bad
a lot of
baby.
Money now.
Yeah.
Like that song she had with Lil Yachty Loki banged on. I'm not even gonna
lie.
Gucci flip flops. Fuck it, hit your bitch in my socks. That's how song okay. fucking slaps, dude. You gotta listen to it.
Yeah.
Like at least the beat. You don't have to fuck.
Just don't watch any Bad Baby music videos because like she is a child. So like.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Her Instagram's fucking weird, bro.
Yeah.
You go through the comments. There's like 50-year-old dudes like, oh fuck, ma. Like,
no, yeah, hey, ma, what's up?
I'm like, bro, she's still like 15.
Yeah, she's 15 or something. So,
but she likes that.
No, she for sure likes it. That's why she wears a push-up.
Yeah, but we do not. As you know, we are first and foremost an anti-sex offender podcast.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. 100%. We do not like those.
Yeah. No. Yeah, so if you're 50-year-old looking at teenage girl Instagrams, you should go.
Even if you're not commenting, just fucking get off it.
Yeah, get off it, dude.
Go home to your wife.
Yeah, or just go to Pornhub where you're supposed to. Like, go to the girls who want you to be like, I don't know. I can't say that they don't want.
Go to the strip club, like any normal, a lonely 50-year-old
person.
Being
a porn, it could be in a perv. Don't rape anybody, and
we're good.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So hey guys, follow me at Greg's Weird Worlds.
Speaking of rape,
speaking of Instagram stalking, feel free to stalk me. You know, I will post topless pictures eventually.
If you want them, Greg's not a cheap hoe, so.
I will give my 500th follower direct message topless pictures.
There you go.
That's something to look forward to.
Scandalous.
That's something to look forward to.
I will give my 350th follower on my new Instagram page
sorry,
a picture of
you.
My face.
I've been kicking Swaggy for like last hour and a half.
Like not a lot of foot space under here,
no,
but that's okay.
No.
I think I'm at 470.
Nice.
I'll send my 500 subscriber a full nude.
Full nude.
Hey!
Whoa! Off the ante.
Full nude.
Off the ante.
It'll probably be some guy.
He didn't say
who. Doesn't even know.
He didn't say who.
Like he's never heard this
in
his life.
There's no disclaimer.
He's just gonna like 500 subscribers. He's gonna be like ding. He's gonna be like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. What in the hell?
I'm gonna charge.
Last
like,
time I subscribed to this.
Yeah.
Support
some
local
like,
artist my ass.
It's some like 13-year-old Twitch gamer, and I'm gonna be like, ah, fuck, bro, sorry, dude.
My bad. Hey, don't show that to your dad.
Yeah. That's for your dad. I mean,
your mom.
Fuck.
Or whoever.
I'll just be so confused. The FBI's like right outside.
Your nearest
end
family
of my career.
Member 18.
End of my career just for 500 subscribers.
There you go.
Oh.
But yeah, so follow Greg at Greg's Weird World. Follow us at SP Weird World. Follow Swaggy P. He already mentioned his. And, follow me at Josh Hartco. I did make a new page, so, you know, please feel free to populate that place.
Populate it.
I guarantee it. New music dropping soon. And, you know, we hope to have Swaggy Pete back. Yeah. This was a good time, man.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was. Also, make sure you email us at spweirdworld@gmail.com if you want some free stickers shipped to you. Or if you want me to write fuck you on a sticker and ship it to somebody else, I'm happy to do anything you want.
Just give us feedback.
It's
we'll
not a crime. That's just questionable.
I made
it's a gray
this,
area. So.
I made all these stickers right here for you. I can't flip them now.
You didn't grab enough.
I made all these for you guys right here. Yeah. Yeah. So just email us. We'll send them out to you. You know, we'll send you nudes, whatever you want. Just let us know, guys.
Just make sure you're over 18.
Yep, yep.
We'll def send nudes if you tell us you're over 18.
Yeah, just 100%. You guys send a photo ID.
And a face, and then also a picture of you, like, putting a spoon on your
head. I also need your mother there confirming that you're over 18.
Yeah, I'll take a nude of that 38-year-old.
Oh, shit. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and as always, keep it weird!
Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life.
Nice.